Win $100 on this, our 100th episode.
Rainiest 4th of July ever.
More Idaho history with the Gooberiff and Liger Town.
And some Idaho true crime, including Koberger, Warren Jeffs, and the Coeur d'Alene firefighters.
Right here, right now, tonight on this 100th episode of IFAF.
IFAF. Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media. With Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan. The city's unofficial comment section. Here comes episode 100.
A hot new theme by the Idahoan? Are we playing all 100 of these? We were so young, Carly.
I know, right? I love how for a second the lighting was so different between my screen and your screen.
It's so bad.
Yeah. Man, and my hair was so flat.
Awkward junior high face right here.
Yeah, right? I definitely think that we get a lot better looking the further on we go.
Here we are kind of getting our shit together.
Right. That's where you get really profesh.
And back into the modern day now.
Mm-hmm. I love that sweater on you. That was a cute one.
I love that face on you.
Thanks.
I remember
my hair
one.
Looks so much better now.
Mm-hmm. See, now your hair's always looked fine. We going all the way up to 100? Okay, let's pose real quick. And hold. Ah, how'd we do that? Wait a minute, the thumbnail comes after the episode. Okay. Well, that was fun, huh?
Movie magic, right?
Good evening, ungovernables, outliers, independent thinkers. Hit that like button, subscribe. Let the algorithm know you're into Idaho Falls infotainment, opinion, dad jokes, bad jokes.
And all the other crap that we've got going on here.
For 100 episodes, baby. Let's have a double episode.
Yeah, can you believe how... I guess I always knew we'd get here eventually. And when we first started, it felt so far away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're 2 years into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. We're going to have a double episode, or maybe not quite, maybe just a 100-minute episode.
Right. Just a little extra for you for sticking around all this time and being such loyal friends.
Yeah. You're going to laugh when you hear what is the most exciting about episode 100 for me.
Okay.
Carly, it is my file nomenclature, my file naming system will finally make sense now with this episode.
I'm guessing because you had it like 069 or something like that.
Exactly.
Okay.
So episode 1 2 years ago was 001.
Right.
Anybody who's ever done a big project that they know is going to contain over 100 files has started just going, okay, this is whatever one.
Right.
And then two, and then three, and then 10. And then they're like, oh no, when it gets to 10 and 20 and 30 and 40, they get all out of whack and out of order.
Right.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, then you just don't know, and that's okay.
Sure. Good for you.
But I have learned after doing several, projects containing over 100 files in the same folder. And that's the other thing. You can make a different folder if you want.
Sure.
That you need those two leading zeros.
Mm-hmm.
So on episode 10, I only had one leading zero.
Right, which is probably a little nicer.
But now we have no leading zeros, and we can get up to 999 episodes. And by God, that's how many years would that be?
18.
Okay.
Right? Because it took us 2 years to get to 100.
Yeah.
So it would take just under 18 to get to 999.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to trust your math. No, wait a minute. We said we promised we would never do math. Hang on. I want to double check. I believe you, Carly. 999 divided by 50. We do 50 episodes a year. Yeah. All right. So basically 19.98. Basically 20 years.
How did I fuck up the math?
And,
wait. Because I wasn't counting the 2 years we've already done.
Right.
Okay. So it'll take us 18 more years. That's what I was saying.
On top of.
Yeah, right.
What we've already done.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I know it seems silly, but my anal retentiveness for the last 2 years pays off today.
Oh, does it?
And I couldn't be more excited about
it. Right. Yeah. I mean, because your numbers.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
All organized now. Okay.
Yeah. You are a very organized person. Mm. That's actually something that I really appreciate and admire about you It's something that I'm personally working on doing more in my life. It's a little hard because I've got a lot more shit than you do.
Well, yeah, and as I will, I'll tell you that good judgment comes from making mistakes, which comes from poor judgment.
Right.
Which you learn, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
You know, I actually just bought myself a label maker. I've been wanting one for years.
Yeah.
And I haven't justified the purchase, which is so dumb because I found one for $8.
Yeah, right.
You know, like there's no reason not to get one. It's not like it's $100 investment, you know? And there have been times.
Temu?
No, I got it from Amazon.
Temu?
Okay. Yeah, no, I found a really cheap little Bluetooth one on there.
All right.
Sweet. So I don't know how good it's going to be, but I am very excited about it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we hope you had a great 3-day weekend, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I feel like I definitely needed that extra day. I don't know if any of y'all are in that same boat, but that mid-year burnout is rough.
It's real.
Yeah. I mean, especially because we've got a lot on our plates, you know. Both of us are in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
We're both with Keller Williams Realty, East Idaho, by the way, in case you were wondering.
Want to sell your home?
Yeah. Call us up.
Wait, no. This is how I want to do the cell phone from now on. Like this.
Actually, it's not like this.
This is old school. Yeah, like this. Okay.
Yeah. You don't hold it. Like you this. Do. Because, yeah. I mean, just like this, your phone, your hand is the phone. Because if we were doing it as if your hand was holding the phone, we would do this.
Because
we don't hold it like this, but it looks like that.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, right, I was just talking to someone about that the other day. That's so funny that you bring that up.
Ammon Parade on Thursday, July 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Ammon let Idaho Falls, of course, have the 4th, like we talked about last episode.
Yeah.
Okay, Ammon had this sort of weird, let's explain, you know, 9 o'clock, it was raining like crazy.
Oh my gosh, it was so bad.
Like coming in sideways from the east, I want to say.
Yes, yeah. It was so funny because I had to close the window at the front of my house because the rain was just pouring into it. But I was able to keep my back window open because it was pouring away from it.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, usually we get our weather from the southwest, as we've discussed on this show. Mm-hmm. So it's coming in sideways. I'm looking at Facebook. Mm-hmm. We're currently watching American Horror Story.
Right. We're on Coven.
And yeah, we're on season 3. And we had talked about, you want to go to the Ammon fireworks? I don't know. Just open the window.
Right.
And we'll hear them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even see them.
Yeah.
From Carly's place.
Yeah, I live right on the edge of Idaho Falls, pretty close to Ammon.
Yeah, and we probably could have seen them from my place.
Probably.
I do. Anyway, I'm checking it starts raining. We shut the window, check the page. City of Ammon says they're going to go on as planned at 10.
Which was crazy to me.
So we're watching, and I didn't realize how much time had gone by. I start to hear some big booms, and I'm thinking, there, you know, it's dark. Mm-hmm. It started. People are lighting off fireworks.
Yeah.
And then some more big booms, and I'm like, that ain't just consumer grade right there.
Yeah, right.
That's City of Ammon. Check Facebook. It's 10 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
After 5 minutes of this, I checked Facebook. City of Ammon posted 5 minutes ago, change of plans, we're going now.
Oh, funny. I wonder, what was it that made them go early?
That's the thing. Their fireworks were getting soaked.
So wet? Okay.
They were getting so wet, they had to go.
That makes sense. That's funny, though.
So we commented as IFAF, Leroy Jenkins.
You want to explain that meme to the folks who don't get it?
You can Google it. It's a classic. 2008, I want to say.
Right. Yeah. Meme, that sounds about right.
Where it's a World of Warcraft. These guys are playing
that sounds right.
They're playing a team game. They're planning it to go in. They're saying the plan out loud.
Is it Halo?
It was one of those. And one of the players just says, "F*** it," and goes in.
Right.
So anyway, I started blasting.
Such a good meme, by the way.
And just goes for it and blows the whole thing and they all die, I think.
You know, there's always that one character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so I've played D&D a few times in my life because I'm a huge nerd.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember there was this one shot that we were doing and one of my, like, the DM basically says, "Okay, guys, whatever you do, don't leave the tavern after dark." And we're all like, okay, good to know. We're not going to do that.
Don't leave the tavern.
And then one person in our party is like, I think I'm going to leave the tavern after dark. And we all died. It was some bullshit.
Without fail.
Yes.
I forgot.
Well, no, and it wasn't even, I forgot. It was, I feel like if I do, I'll have some advantage. Like you're trying to trick me or something.
Yeah.
Which was not like that DM anyway. So I don't know why.
I was going to say, can a DM ever step outside his or her role as DM and say, okay, guys, no, but for reals, I'm not trying to manipulate the game or anything, but it just won't work unless you X.
Yeah, they can. A lot of them will choose not to because they feel like it interrupts the play too much.
Okay.
You know, and they want to be able to like,
well, but if it completely blows the mission.
Well, and you know, there are whole memes about how it completely, like a DM will stay up all night prepping and getting everything ready. And then the party will do something that they hadn't anticipated and that they don't have prepped. And all of that work that they had done just goes out the window.
So yeah, the city of Ammon pulled a Leroy Jenkins
right
on the July 3rd fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it was a great show. The radio right. station didn't start playing the music until 10 as
oh, funny.
Planned. Yeah. So it kind of,
A little out of sync.
We saw Mayor Coletti, Miracle Eddie, as you know, from a few episodes ago,
right
at the 4th of July parade staging grounds the following morning, and he explained, yeah, you know, what can you do?
Yeah.
Can't argue with nature.
And to be fair, even though they didn't have the soundtrack they'd planned, they did have the thunder sort of serving as a natural soundtrack.
Yes. Okay. So let's bring up some photos and some video of the coolest, what resulted was the coolest fireworks show ever seen. Fireworks in the rain.
Yeah.
Better yet, ever seen fireworks in the rain with lightning?
Yeah, no, not ever.
So cool.
That is really cool.
I've only seen it once before in my life, and that's because I was living in Seattle at the time.
Oh, funny. That makes sense.
So we really got kind of a treat.
Yeah, you know? I would say so.
If the mission is, what did we call it? What's Armor Fatty? If the mission is Amor Fati, which means
don't just accept your fate, love it.
Yes, right. Yeah. Don't just accept the present moment as if you have chosen it because you have, but love it.
Right.
It was wild then. And the same kind of goes for the next morning, the Idaho Falls 4th of July parade.
Right.
A bunch of people got rained on.
Yeah, you know what? I almost wonder if Miracle Eddie is what's really causing all of this rain. Because all I'm going to say is he was at both events and both of them got rained in.
Isn't there like an old Broadway show tune, Nobody Better Rain on My Parade or something like that?
There sure is.
Doesn't Annette Benning
bring around the clouds to rain on my parade.
Sing that?
Yeah.
In American Beauty, maybe?
That sounds right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and we'll talk about our 4th of July here in just a minute. We just want to talk about it in general. We went to shoot a quick time-lapse video of the parade, as we've been known to do.
Yes.
For at least a couple of years in a row now. Mm-hmm. Just kind of give you a little preview of what's coming.
Right.
You could still see it. It's on our Facebook and YouTube. Pause it and get a nice clear still. Because we shoot at HD, you know, it's like every pause is a photo.
Yes.
And kind of see what's going on there.
Yeah.
Including, how about that Frontier Center for the Performing Arts?
I know. It looks, it's kind of crazy to see so much going on with it. It's kind of a shame that it sounds like they're mostly going to be focusing on the front of the theater. I wish that they'd be doing a little bit more for the back end, you know, especially because I know that there have been a few shows that we haven't been able to accept because we don't have a back room. We only have the under the stage rooms.
There's some infrastructure in the back, City of Idaho Falls. I know. We just got some money.
Right.
But if we get a little bit more there, seriously, those spiral staircases, anybody who's performed in the Civic knows that there's some hazards, some real
scary
hazards.
Yeah.
In the back there.
Right.
That, you know, we're okay in the 50s, but not now. So it's cool to see that under construction.
Agreed.
And if you're just listening or you're an expat who hasn't caught up, that's the old Civic Auditorium at the corner of 5th and Holmes.
Yep.
I live here. All right. I think.
Oh, can I also point out really quick? They're putting some bathrooms finally upstairs on the mezzanine, which is so exciting.
That word again.
Yeah. Because anyone who's been to the Civic knows that really the only public bathrooms in the entire Civic, within the actual Civic itself, are the ones that are flanking the lobby.
In the basement.
And they're just not big enough.
No.
And there's not enough of them or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they're actually adding to on the mezzanine upstairs so that the people in the balcony don't have to go all the way down to the basement to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd seriously have to, if you were all the way up in the balcony, in the top part especially, you'd have to descend 30 or 40 feet.
Right,
just to tinkle in, and intermission.
Right. Now, thankfully, so we do generally have access to the school.
Right,
and so you're able to use the ones in the hallway there. But if you didn't have those, you'd be in trouble.
And how cool is it to see at a Civic Auditorium performance in the summer, Idaho Falls High School, the gates are brought down, and you can see the custodial staff is going through, and like they've got all the trophies out of the case.
They're
clearing out all the everything.
Classrooms.
Yeah. Kind of cool.
It is kind of cool. All these little artifacts.
I want to say, and I'm just, this is my feeling. This is the opinion part of infotainment opinion. Bad jokes, dad jokes. Mm-hmm. I think the Chamber of Commerce once again has brought some misguided energy. They brought some sort of weird energy to the parade.
Yeah. And it sucks too, because I really want to be their friend and I want to be their fan.
Right. But this whole Facebook post, no vending allowed on the parade route.
Which, I'm sorry. Caps. Like, what other city? Like, that seems so unusual. I feel like every time I've been to a parade, there's always been someone walking around with like a big old stick full of cotton candy
always,
and like fans and stuff like
always.
That.
Always glow in the dark stuff.
Yeah, people walking around selling souvenir water bottles
stuff.
Yeah, it seems
guy with the cooler.
Yeah, it seems weird not to have vendors there.
Water bottles, soda.
Like, I think there are people who rely on there being vendors there.
Well, and we have an inside connection who just started a lemonade stand, and it's really cool. We'll talk about it in the future. But he was asking, hey, anybody who's got a front yard along the parade route, can I just set up in your yard?
Yeah, which is a brilliant idea, by the way.
Right. And so then the Chamber of Commerce made this post. No vendors, licensed or unlicensed, are permitted to sell, distribute, or promote any products or services on the parade route, including sidewalks, streets, and public right-of-way areas during the event. Violators will be subject to the following actions. You ready? Immediate removal from the parade area, confiscation of items, possible fines or citations issued by law enforcement. So today I learned that apparently, ladies and gentlemen, did you know the Chamber of Commerce has the authority to transport you against your will, steal your shit.
Yeah, what the hell?
And then charge you money.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, Carly. Did you?
No, I would not believe. Like, there's no way that they have the authority to do that.
I don't think
so. That's not even what they're like meant to do.
Aren't the whole cops point of a Chamber of Commerce busier than this?
You would think.
During the parade?
Yeah. I feel like that's one of those threats that they put out there that they know that they can't actually enforce.
Yeah.
You know, like apartment buildings that will say like, oh, pick up your dog's poop or else we're going to fine you $100. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, buddy, prove it was my dog.
Right. Are you going to pay for the DNA test?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's mostly just, oh, I don't know, somebody that's going to tell mommy and daddy IFPD on you and see what happens. But I just think that would be sort of like the people still left their stuff out on the 3rd.
Sure.
In advance of the parade. Mm-hmm. Last year, it was us that made the joke.
Sure.
This year, it was somebody else. Great job. I don't remember who you were, but it was funny and fantastic.
Good. Yep.
Just remember, Chamber of Commerce, you are not a government organization.
Right. Like the closest
membership thing.
Yeah. And the closest that they get to being affiliated with the government is that they'll sometimes like lobby for certain stuff.
Right.
You know, they've got no real authority.
No. Some critics of the chamber would say that they prioritize the interests of large corporations, sometimes at the expense of small businesses. Like, I don't know, 4th of July parade vendors. We, of course, would not say that.
Yeah, it does feel very antithetical to their supposed cause to not allow vendors.
Right.
You know, like if anything, I would feel like it would make more sense for the Chamber of Commerce. Right. For the big guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, for me, it would make more sense if the local Chamber of Commerce was like, for example, organizing specific locations for vendors.
These are the same guys, though, that put on their capes and went and helped clean Ross Dress for Less for like 10 minutes and kept it clean for 10 minutes.
Right.
And then after that, of course, it went back to the way it was. That was a year ago. And we were friends before then. We had gone to a few of their things, but then after that, we got put on their
naughty list.
Hey, but at least we didn't have, because word on the street is they even sent the guy traipsing into at least one person's DMs, like some sort of power-hungry, angry, I don't know, mythical creature that wouldn't usually be power hungry or angry, like, say, for comedic effect, a leprechaun. Okay. They sent an angry leprechaun.
Which I feel like in general, generally leprechauns do tend to be angry. That's why they carry around the shillelagh sticks to whack people with.
I'm just going
to
say, people talk, Paul. Paul, whatever your name is, Blart.
Yeah, oh geez.
Paul Blart, parade cop. Okay.
Yeah, the whole thing just seems, like, it just seems in bad taste. Like,
these are the same guys
that didn't care about your image, you don't do this.
They did a whole rebranding, but didn't think their sign was important. They still don't know the name of, I believe it's called, the tourist shop there on River Parkway. Mm-hmm. I believe it's called the Visit Idaho Falls Experience. Mm-hmm. But they refer to it two different ways, never the real way. They call it the Idaho Falls Experience.
Okay.
Or the Visit IF Store. As if we'll know what they mean.
Right.
And maybe we will, but isn't it the responsibility of a business to call their business by the right name?
Well, and not only that, but I think that it's just good branding, too.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't want people to be confused as to what the exact name is.
Yeah.
Because now that you've just said three different names here, so what is the one that's officially on
which
the
which one are we talking about? It's the Quality Inn and Suites.
Right, right.
Oh, but these are the same people who want to charge you money to be on their website. Tell me to stop at any time, Carly. They don't know how to A, capitalize, B, put a comma to separate hundreds from thousands, C, use an Oxford comma, or D,
that's a sin,
put an apostrophe to show possessive.
Okay. If you're paying money for a service,
just proofread your shit.
I feel like there should be a little bit more work put into it than that.
I feel like that last one was maybe piling on a little bit.
I would agree. All right. That feels a little meticulous.
And we're trying to be better.
Well, and the biggest thing is I like a lot of the folks who are in the Chamber of Commerce. I don't I don't think that it's an individual's issue. It just seems like maybe there's some issues with the organization.
Yeah.
You know, aspect as a whole.
And let's remember too, Carl, well said, thank you, that we only give notes to
things that we love.
Things that we love.
Exactly.
Because we love them. All right.
We want, if we didn't care about you getting better, we wouldn't give you this laundry list of things that could help make you better.
Let's talk about our 4th of July. Here's our time-lapse video in case you missed it. Mm-hmm. Carly, this year, when showing up to the 4th of July parade and the staging area, which happens around the Frontier Center for the Performing Arts, formerly the Civic Auditorium, I realized that they had expanded the cordoned off perimeter.
Yes.
And do you know how that made me feel?
Like our town is getting massive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It made me feel like this is not the town I grew up in. Now, this is the second time I felt that way.
Oh, really?
The first time I felt that way was when I came back in like 2010, 2009, after being gone for 10 years.
Right.
Suddenly, Ammon and Idaho Falls had sort of bled into each other.
Connected.
Yeah, there's the Edwards Theater.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa, this is crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is definitely not Sleepiesville anymore.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Idaho Falls is growing massively.
Yeah.
And I think you're right that is proven by the parade.
So it was kind of funny. We did the parade preview and then we bailed. Mm-hmm. We went home. And posted the video to the internet. We didn't go out again until around noon.
That sounds right.
Here was the fireworks stand by Cabela's and Hobby Lobby. I'm sorry, Bass Pro Shop. I'll get there. I'll get there. Don't worry. I'm just now calling it the Frontier Center this episode.
Yeah.
So the fireworks stand. Carly and I were talking about, okay, without going downtown by the parade route, what is the best image we can capture of a rainy 4th of July just because it's so unusual?
Sure. Yeah. And the first thing that I mentioned was like, oh, what about that really big flag over by Perkins, you know, or something like that with the rain clouds behind it. And then I don't remember how we came up with it, but we basically were like, wait a second, what's the thing that's only up for the 4th of July? fireworks stands.
How about a fireworks stand offering 60% off?
Right, right.
In the rain, and you can kind of see the rain clouds retreating. So then we went to Fixology in Ammon.
Yes.
And we got a couple hot dogs.
Yeah, you wanted a hot dog real bad.
I was determined to have one on the 4th of July.
Yeah, just like Jennifer Coolidge in Legally Blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got the pretzel bites.
I did. I love pretzel bite because it's like a little roll that you dip in cheese, and I love rolls and cheese.
And you've heard me talk about the Fixology in Ammon popcorn.
Yes.
It is literally, it is...
Oh, it's crack. It's crack cocaine.
I'm going to go a step beyond that. It is, it's death in a bag. You eat it going, this is so good.
Yes, it must be killing
me. It must be taking years off my life.
Right,
it's that good.
Well, and even Rango, who's a bit of a popcorn snob, which is weird. I've never met a dog who doesn't like popcorn.
Yeah.
But Rango's one of them, and I think it's because...
He doesn't like the healthy pop.
I was going to say, I think it's because you only pop the healthy pop, and then we dip it in little fun stuff to snack on. And without the fun stuff... it is a little plain, and I think that he gets a little butt hurt by that. but anyway, even he liked the Fixology popcorn. Also, I got a rusty nail while we were there, which is made with iron port, which I love so much. I love that we have iron port.
That's an Idaho-only thing, and maybe a little bit of other places in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, I was going to say, certainly Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's only one company that makes it, and they're in Logan, Utah.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, I love Iron Port so much. I think it's the most delicious soda. It's really, really good. Well, I like root beer too. That's tough. But I mean, Iron Port is up there. And they had this drink called the Rusty Nail. Mm-hmm. And it's basically like Iron Port, red cream soda, coconut cream. Just fantastic.
Delightful.
It was so good.
All right. So we were going to... Sometimes we zig with everybody else.
Right.
Other times here in Idaho Falls... If it's just too much, we don't feel like it, we zag.
Yeah.
We're going to zag this year and see the fireworks from behind. Mm-hmm. Pepsi, Old Faithful beverage, right?
Yes.
Was offering for $10, you drive into their parking lot and you watch the fireworks. Mm-hmm. That would have been a great place to watch.
Super smart.
The fireworks from.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, we just went closer.
Uh-huh.
We crossed the Yellowstone Highway. And we went to South Tourist Park, which is directly across. Let's bring up a map real quick, kids. So you can see on your left, just south of the waterfront, that rectangular berm there, that dirt berm, that's where they actually launched the fireworks from. Go across the Snake River from that, and what you see is South Tourist Park, where we were.
Mm-hmm.
And here's some video. Now, here's what we discovered pretty damn quick. Oh, and I think, by the way, when you see pictures of the fireworks reflected on the water,
it looks pretty cool.
They're taken. They must be taken from across the river. They're in South Tourist Park.
Right.
So we were so close to the fireworks that in order to show you, we had to hold, I don't know, the camera down by the ground.
Yeah.
And stand above it in order to show you our face and the fireworks.
Yeah. Right.
Right? So wasn't that wild?
That was kind of crazy. I actually had a few pieces of debris hit me, too.
You got projectiled a couple of times.
Yeah, which reminded me a lot of when we went to see the Blackfoot fireworks in the little VIP section and had it raining down on us, too.
Right.
If even the Blackfoot fireworks have synchronized drones, I don't know why in the hell we don't.
I'm so glad you brought that up. That was my next point.
Yeah.
I was going to say no notes, except...
Right.
We need drone swarms and ground lasers.
Yeah.
Why can't... Listen, and you saw the smoke in the video we just played, the smoke from the fireworks that had gone off previously.
Oh my gosh, it would look so cool with lasers.
Having a little laser show. Listen, I know there's kind of a whatever appendage swinging contest between people that put on fireworks shows and they all want to escalate every year and talk about shell count.
Right, right.
I think that's going to become less and less relevant, or at least... As the years go by, drone swarms haven't really been a thing except for like the last 7-8 years.
Right.
I'd say not even a decade.
Yeah.
But my note for the fireworks for the last 7-8 years has been drone swarms, ground lasers.
Yeah.
Since switching to Snake River Landing especially, we can have those. It would look amazing.
Right.
Can we do that? please?
I think it would look so cool. And you know what?
That'd be so rad.
If I'm being totally honest, mm-hmm. I actually really think that we all should work on getting away from traditional fireworks in general. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know for a fact that they upset pets and vets, mm-hmm. which are
two of the groups
that we all collectively love.
Yes, we do. And that crowd was big and vocal this year.
Not only are they upsetting to people and creatures because of their, you know, volume, but also they've got all kinds of cleanup. They're not very tidy. And they can start fires, which I will say the one nice thing about the rain was that it did sort of fireproof everything.
Kind of, right?
You know?
Did we have any fire? We actually had one in Iona the next night, right? But
yeah. But anyway, point I'm getting at is, what if instead of traditional fireworks, we switch to things like synchronized drones, holographs, lasers? We have all the technology. We could do such cool shit.
We can do that.
Yeah. Like, okay. What's that Disney attraction? It's like World of Color or something. They do the fountains.
One of my favies. I've seen it.
Yeah.
I would say, let's see, there's a few. I would say I've seen it more than a few. I've seen it several times.
Yeah, because it's incredibly freaking cool.
It's one of my faves.
And the fact that we don't have something like that,
yeah,
I think is kind of dumb.
We can project images on big sheets of water.
Yeah, that's so rad. I mean,
let's think out of the box here.
Yeah, we can still get all of the effects of fireworks
without
any of the back
fireworks,
of the bad stuff with
water
them.
Festival.
Yeah.
Right. Possibilities are endless.
You know what? And honestly, here's an idea for the next mayor of Ammon, since I know that Sean Colletti is, and he's going to end his term and step down.
We'll miss you, buddy.
You know? I know. What a bummer. Mm. But what if instead of doing a fireworks show to compete with Idaho Falls, you do a slightly earlier, like, laser light type show thing instead?
Mm-hmm. And weed was legal?
Well, I mean, that point, I don't know if I'd get off the couch.
I just added that part for fun. But it was an amazing show. Mm-hmm. The Idaho Falls fireworks were fantastic.
They were pretty impressive.
And we'd like to say, as always, Franks for the fireworks. Sincerely. We're so blessed.
That part is pretty cool.
To have that here.
Yeah.
In little old Idaho Falls, Idaho. Oh, speaking of which, somebody was like, hey, last episode, you said take a ride in Frank's helicopter. What do you mean? And I'm like, oh, once again, am I saying things that I thought everybody knew? Did you know there's an N number helicopter lookup? If you, and now you know it, you'll never unsee this.
Okay.
Look at any helicopter, and you'll see that it's got clearly painted on it a number that starts with the letter N.
Right.
Well, you can run that through the FAA.
Oh, okay.
They have an FAA N number lookup.
Uh-huh.
That helicopter is registered to Riverbend Enterprises at 4609 West 65th South. That's the address of Melaleuca. I'm not saying anything. Please don't come at me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think, I don't know, maybe it does belong to a news source in a trust. That ownership thing is so weird.
Right. But also, if it's his company, it's his helicopter.
Yeah.
That's kind of my thought.
And it's cool that he does it. It's cool that he offers it. Don't at me for saying the truth.
Yeah, right.
For sakes. Okay. Anyway. But we, you know, we realized I think we said something that kind of pissed off a friend of ours a couple of episodes ago. And I just thought, is that how I want to live my life? And the answer is no.
Well, and especially because you weren't even the one criticizing. You were talking about a criticism someone else had said.
Yes, it was a follow-up.
Right.
Like the section of the show that we're in right now, where mm-hmm. we talk about things we've said and the reaction on the internet to them.
Right.
And we were reading TikTok and Instagram mm-hmm. comments. But, you know, maybe we just do need sort of a carte blanche. Yeah, we're probably going to piss you off at some point, and we don't mean to, but we're equal opportunity offenders. We'll tell the truth. Mm-hmm. We'll roast things, perhaps even skewer things.
Right.
We'll try not to eviscerate, but I think we've probably already done it at least once this episode.
Sure. You know, and realistically, like, I want to be friends with everybody. I don't want people to dislike me. And I know that there are people out there. I know that there are people out there where somehow I am the villain in their story.
Yeah.
And that sucks because I work so hard not to do that to people, you know, but just being human and the messiness of a normal human life, eventually you're going to be the bad guy, and that it's just unavoidable.
Well, and maybe in this double-ish, double-esque episode, we'll have time to get meta.
Yeah.
At the end. But I think one of the things that can be said about this show, this format on this platform, meaning the internet and not governed by the FCC, is we not only can, but probably because we can, have a responsibility to say the things they can't say on mainstream media. And sometimes that means ditching the toxic positivity of a sunny morning show.
Right.
And, you know, speaking the truth. Okay. Yeah. Comments and follow-ups. Last episode, we were talking about, I don't know, food. And I did this. I was like, well, name Chubby.
Right.
And you were like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought you were just doing a bit that you'd come up with.
And I didn't know what I was doing because it was a reference from deep, deep in my memory. And so I couldn't defend it or explain it.
Right. Right.
So I was like, I Googled, yeah, what the hell was I doing? And I was like, what's the thing that kids do that starts with, my name is Chubby?
Uh-huh.
And I think that kids do it, but I think also parents do it to their kids.
Right.
As is the case here. You want to hear this? Let's watch this one with the baby.
Hi. My name is Chubby. My mom's Chubby. My dad's Chubby. And even my dog's Chubby. One day I was riding my dad's motorcycle. We were going real fast, and I said, Daddy, slow down!
Cute kid.
Cute kid.
So you get, are you getting kind of the picture?
Yeah.
You give somebody the chubby cheeks. Like yeah. This.
You squash their face together, and then you stretch it apart.
Yeah. So we're going to keep going. We're going to show you three variations. Here's the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Little older kid.
Hi. I'm Chubby.
I'm Chubby.
My mom is Chubby.
My mom is Chubby.
My dad is Chubby.
My dad is Chubby.
One day my mama said.
One day my mom said.
Chubby.
Chubby.
How do you smell with all that fat on your face?
How do you smell with all that fat on your face?
I said, easy mama, like this.
Easy mama, like this.
That's funny.
Obviously, the bit works better. The chubbier your cheeks are.
Right, right.
Right?
And that one did actually kind of ring a little bit of a very distant bell in my memory.
Okay.
The smiling part of it.
Okay.
I don't know if I remember the, like, you're going too fast, daddy thing.
Yeah, they all have kind of alternate endings, right. But the beginning is all the same. I'm chubby, my mom's chubby, my dad's chubby, my dog's chubby.
Right, right.
Is how I remember it, too. Here's one more, and you'll see really quickly while we're playing why we're playing this for you, because she's from across the pond, I bet.
Hello, my name's Chubby. My mum's name's Chubby, and my dad's name's Chubby, and we all went on a chubby ride. I said, Daddy, Daddy, go faster. He went faster. I went, Daddy, Daddy, go faster. He went faster. I went, Daddy, Daddy, not that fast.
Okay, so you get it.
Right.
It's sort of like the journey is the destination. You know, the joke is you push your cheeks in and up.
Right, right.
And you talk about, hey, my name's Chubby. My mom's Chubby. My dad's Chubby. Even my dog's Chubby.
Right, right.
And that's just kind of the funny part.
Sure. Yeah, so basically just the ending changes.
Yeah, and I didn't even remember how the ending changed. I thought, the more I've researched it, I think the common ending is, hey, Chubby, how do you smile through all that chub? And I say, like this. And then you kind of try to smile through.
Yeah, right.
And make an even weirder face.
Yeah, that part is the part that seems vaguely familiar to me.
I guess.
Yeah.
And you can push your face in and out either with your fingers or like your palms.
Right.
But it's just kind of funny.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, and
let me see you do it.
Well, I don't want to ruin my makeup. I actually worked on it this time.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
But I do remember as a kid a variation.
Okay.
I think it's kind of a variation on that. The fishy face.
Mm-hmm.
You'd always, for sure.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. Uh huh. What do you do with that?
You just kind of open and close your lips.
Am I doing it right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually think more people do it like you with the two fingers.
Oh, yeah. But you just do It just looks funny.
Right.
It looks funny. If you know the person, it looks funny.
Yeah, it's a weird thing that, well, just, I remember being a kid and everyone did it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like you could even just like suck your cheeks in and hold them with your teeth and then do it like.
Well, yes. Uh-huh. Oh, that's talent.
But yeah.
And I do certain things while like I'm thinking.
Right.
You know? I'll kind of, I don't know. There's the stroke in the chin.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sometimes like twist my Adam's apple or something. I'll kind of like.
Oh.
Maybe. Or my shirt, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right.
That seems like a bad idea, though. Because like you're stretching your skin out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not a good idea.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Pride Month is over. Mm-hmm. So one question we had.
Mm-hmm.
Here on our show was, oh, yeah, remember those sort of pride pushbacks?
Right,
Anti-pride demonstrations?
Yes.
Do you remember the Prideful No More?
Yes, the one in Rexburg.
Display in Rexburg.
That one really sad picture of like two or three people who looked so bummed just sitting on a stage.
Go back to, I mean, I guess it would be around episode 50 last year.
Right.
Or maybe a little bit before. And no, yeah, they just didn't have it this year.
Yeah.
Now, we were joking that the gays won. The gays took back the Blackfoot relinquished the name Pride to the gays and changed the name of their annual summer festival to celebrate back Blackfoot or something like that?
Yeah, right, something.
Okay, so gays, you've won Blackfoot and Rexburg now.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Boise.
Right. The Hetero Awesomeness Fest.
The Hetero Awesome Fest.
Already is such a stupid name.
And look, I get it.
Yeah.
It's these heteros, these breeders.
Right.
Can you tell whose side I'm on, Gays? They don't realize, I don't think, the challenges that come with not being heteronormative.
Mm-hmm.
So they have these heteronormative festivals, KTVB. Yeah. Wins the internet with the headline, Dozens Attend Hetero Awesome Fest in Idaho. That's right. There are dozens of us. Dozens!
There are dozens of us. Dozens!
And that's the thing. The people who go to stuff like that generally are people who are so insecure in their place in the world that they feel like they have to keep others down in order to like maintain their station.
I don't know. I
no
think
one's
it's
trying
just,
to take anything away from you.
The people that say, how come I don't get a hetero fest is because there's not a lot of prejudice.
Right.
Against
exactly.
Being hetero.
Yeah.
And the minute you stop hating on the gays is the minute they'll stop feeling the need to, I don't know, claim a period of time to say it's okay to be gay. And especially when gay marriage has been legal for 10 years.
Right.
Do we still have people like I saw some hateful comments up in the a news source you can trust articles and on Facebook.
It sucks.
All right.
It's just dumb, too. Why are you worried about it, bro? Yeah. Well, but and I will say, too, as far as what I heard about the Hetero Awesome Fest, apparently it ended in a fist fight and there are some like allegations of racism and stuff now. And the people who threw it lost a lot of money. And oh, I'm just saying, the Gay Pride Fest didn't do any of that, so...
Yeah, Old State
really
Saloon. And they had something last year, too, about being hetero awesome. Anyway, keep failing until you...
Go bankrupt.
Win right
Good
here.
Luck.
Okay.
Especially where so many people are at least allies, it seems like a really dumb business move to say, we don't want your double income, no kids money.
Look, if it weren't for the heteros, none of us would be here.
Oh, sure.
I think we can all agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
And some people aren't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Idaho Falls Zoo. You talked about this because we had the inside scoop because we were at
Bat
Night with the Goth Gang.
My favorite night.
And David Pennock, director of the zoo, who let us in on a little insider information that new lions were coming.
Right.
Yeah.
Super exciting. And apparently they have arrived, but they're acclimating and they're just kind of getting used to their enclosure. So they aren't ready to be seen yet.
They're Kenya and Dixie, African lions.
Yeah. And I'm guessing siblings. Based on the name that they're both ladies.
Yeah,
lady lions.
I don't know. Yeah, okay. Kenya could be either. Dixie seems like a lady name.
Dixie seems like a girl, although Winn-Dixie is a boy, so I don't know.
They're from Abilene Zoo in Texas.
Oh, wow. Well, that makes the name Dixie make even more sense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so welcome.
Yeah, I'm so excited to get to finally see him.
New lions.
Oh, cute.
Now, speaking of lions, a little Idaho history like we promised. Mm-hmm. You know that ligers are Napoleon Dynamite's favorite animal?
Yes. Yep.
Let's check out his drawing.
Very artistic.
What are you drawing?
A liger.
What's a liger?
It's pretty much my favorite animal. It's like a lion and a tiger mixed. Bred for its skills and magic.
Hmm. Did you know that ligers are real?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love critters. Of course I know that.
It's what happens when you take a male lion and put it with a female tiger, and they lie on down and share a special hug. They make a liger.
Mm-hmm. And usually the ligers are sterile.
I don't know.
They can't reproduce.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I know that tigons are the result of a female lion and a male tiger.
Right.
Anyway, ligers are the largest cat in the world. They're literally a big deal.
Right.
Did you know that this year is the 30th anniversary of Ligertown?
Ligertown.
An incident that happened here in East Idaho.
Wait. Yeah, I think I do know about this. Basically, it was a group of ligers that someone was keeping personally that got out, and I think they mauled at least one or two people.
I don't know who they mauled, but Robert Fiber housed 20 to 30 lions, tigers, and crossbred ligers, and they got out of control. They mauled Robert one day, and he said, he called the authorities and said, look, I messed up, guys. I've made a horrible mistake. Jeez.
I mean, it's like our very own Idaho Tiger King.
You know? Exactly.
Yeah. Just makes me wonder if he was in like a polyamorous relationship with other men and also doing a lot of meth, just like
was he?
Joe Exotic.
Yeah. Did he have his own Carol Baskin?
Oh, I wonder.
That was the villain in his story?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, this was September of 1995. He called law enforcement. Mm-hmm. It took them 8 days to hunt down and kill 18 ligers.
Which is so sad.
It is sad.
The ligers didn't, I mean,
it's a terrible
they might have done
waste
something
of,
wrong, but it's not their fault.
Right? Yeah. It's not that they didn't ask to be born.
Right. They didn't ask to be housed by some wacko in Idaho.
And by the way, this was all perfectly legal in 1995.
Wild.
It wasn't against the law, like, at all. Now it is.
I would hope so.
Now you need a permit to own exotic animals, including big cats.
Yeah, which frankly, I kind of think you should have that anyway. You know? Like, anything that could easily kill you with a, like, swipe of its claws or a, you know, bite of its jaws, I think you need a permit for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything that Napoleon Dynamite draws, you need a permit for.
Right. You know, I do kind of wonder who actually did that drawing.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Makes you wonder.
Yeah. Was it actually, gosh, what's the actor's name? I suck.
Oh, John Heater.
John Heater. Yeah.
Or like at the end of Superbad.
Right.
All of those.
Yeah. Very artistic.
Who actually drew those? Yeah. We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike Helps Idaho. And when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Lincoln Post. And check out our brand new listing in Rigby at 3863 East 300 North.
Ladies, go thrifting at Elsie's Closet Upscale Resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on blouses, sweaters, dresses, boots, and jewelry. Knit cardigans, layering pieces, and bags. And now featuring Bumble and Bleat Soapery.
Elsie's Closet. Find trendy, sustainable fashion that's budget-friendly. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Do you want to feed your family locally raised beef? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound ground beef bundles to grill for your family.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Virgin River Land and Cattle Company proudly ships to 5 states, Idaho, Utah, Montana, Oregon, Wyoming, and Nevada. Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month. Or their crazy fast gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out TetonT-shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-shirts.com. Link in post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
The talk show with the happy difference, IFAF, Idaho Falls, the talk show with the happy difference.
And the jingles that go on forever. For our 100th episode, for our special double episode, we're going to play the whole damn thing. With the whistling and the do's and the la's.
The talk show that's all heart.
Sing in the middle.
The talk show with the happy difference.
So 60s.
IFAF, Idaho Falls.
Double time. You know what makes a really good song? Is when it goes into double time.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
And the 60s jazz horns, too.
Always good.
Oh, wait, hang on, we're coming to the end. I want to hear what you have to say.
IFAF, Idaho Falls.
You were going to say?
How fun would it be if for, like, let's say someday we get big enough that we actually do a live show, you know? How fun would it be to open the show with a little dance number to that?
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be so cute?
Get the real NPH up here to do it? Is he still available? No. He's advertising something lately. I've seen him doing something.
Oh.
All right. Or Harrison Ford could take a break from playing the Red Hulk and his Glenn Morangi ads. He explains how to pronounce it in the ads, and I just don't know how it's pronounced.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you seen any of his?
I have no idea.
It's like an Irish whiskey.
Oh, well, yeah, no, but I don't get why Harrison Ford is who you thought of when I was talking about doing a dance number.
Because it would be against character and
Okay. It
might be a plausible get.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because he lives nearby.
Because, yeah.
Yeah,
that's fair. It's like at the snake bite all the time.
See, but I was just thinking like extreme ballroom.
Right,
you
okay.
know, some local kids. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I kind of killed that.
Oh, it's okay. We're splitting a Red Bull, even though it's late at night. Mm-hmm. Can you hear the fireworks? I feel like at least a couple of them have come across.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're still
celebrating.
We're still on comments and follow-ups. This is making me wonder how on earth we would have gotten this show done with only half of it.
Yeah. Also, really quick, and I don't know if I necessarily want to pull back the curtain this much, but I'm gonna.
Okay.
We're actually filming on the 5th of July, so happy birthday to my cousin Kennedy.
Whoosh.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, speaking of which, we didn't have an IFAF last week.
Oh, we did not. We suck.
You want to give it to Ken's?
That's funny. Yeah, why not?
It's not a real one. It's sort of like after the fact. It's a stale one. It's a week old.
Yeah, yeah. Day in, day old IFAF. But yeah. Okay.
All right. We also talked, was it last episode or 2 episodes ago, about don't be a gooberiff.
Yes.
Another thing that you had no idea what I was talking about.
No clue. Yeah. And I feel like I catch those things most of the time. So I was really shocked that was one that I did not see.
And the deal is, it was before your time.
Right, right. But, you know, like, stuff like that you usually see, like, on the internet.
Right, you see later.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, there's archaeological evidence.
So you've heard of Woodsy Owl.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
Give a hoot, don't pollute.
Yep.
You've heard of Smokey Bear.
Yep.
Only you can prevent nightmares. Did you know that Idaho had its very own forest-based mascot.
For the prevention of wildfires?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Goobleriff,
the Goobleriff that we were talking about. Yeah.
Not the Goobler.
Not the Goobler.
Okay.
That's how we got started on the Goobleriff. Right, the Goobleriff is just fire bug backwards.
Yeah.
And they started this whole campaign in the 50s, and it lasted through the 70s.
Okay. Wow. Wow. That's kind of a long time.
It's a long time. So for 20 years, before both of our times,
right?
To be fair,
yeah,
they had like postcards mm-hmm. and road signs.
Right.
And the ones that I saw were those memorable signs on the road. The first thing you'd see was "Don't be a."
Right.
And then Goobleriff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to ask your parents. Another one of those, sort of like the yellow signs that we've talked about for stinker stations.
Right, right.
You had to ask your parents what it meant.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they tell you the truth. Sometimes they say, figure it out on your own.
Right, yeah. Well, but also, like, what if you're just a dumb adult?
And, right,
and
yeah.
And you can't figure it out.
Maybe the parents didn't have all the answers all the time.
Yeah, or like you don't even, especially because it's like the 50s and 70s, you don't have Google. You can't look this up.
No.
You know? So what if you don't figure it out? Like what if you don't think about it long enough to figure out even?
Right. Goobleriff. You know? I don't know what that means. Immediately discard it.
Right.
And then a mile down the road, throw your cigarette out the window.
Yeah. That doesn't seem like a very good ad because it seems too vague.
I'm watching you, Wazowski.
Yeah.
Did I get the name right? Yeah. Always watching.
Nice. Much better. Yes,
although that sounds like... Miss LeBron's and Bob's Burgers.
That does. That's true.
That doesn't. Shit, what's wrong with my... Anyway, what's wrong with my character voices? See?
Don't go into voice.
That's why I don't do character voices, is they fall apart like that. Anyway, the Don't Be a Goobleriff campaign was from the 50s to the 70s,
mm-hmm.
and that's why you still see it on some Idaho roads.
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
They tried bringing it back around 2011.
Okay.
And it didn't really
stick.
Didn't stick.
Well, I mean, to be fair, like smoking is really down, so
right.
I could see why it wouldn't.
Right.
But well, and also Smokey Bear, like he's got such a hold on it.
Yes.
You know,
I feel like Smokey Bear takes care of all.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why you'd even bother with a new mascot.
PSAs.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you see that bear in his little scout hat, and you know exactly what you're supposed to do.
He is a creepy looking mother.
Oh, the Goobleriff?
Yeah.
He looks like a stoner.
Kind of has this weird look on
like
his face.
Like a creepy stoner who lives in a van.
By the river?
Yeah.
Especially this mask on this guy, anyway.
Yeah, just weird. I don't like it. No wonder Smokey Bear is the, like, clear winner.
Yeah, for sure. You know? Okay, certainly you heard that one. That or the gates on our mics or our studios may be quiet enough that... That was a big one out there.
That was a big one, yep.
Okay. The question came up, where do you float the river? Hands down, everybody. Everybody? Yes, everybody said Big Springs in Island Park.
Oh, that makes sense.
Now, a lot of people, what about that one? Did you hear that one? A lot of people said, yeah, and it's busy.
Right.
Everybody knows it's Big Springs in Island Park. Mm-hmm. That's where you float the river.
Right. But I want somewhere local in town. You know?
Is there someplace like that?
I don't know. I feel like there should be. I feel like I've heard people say that there is.
Oh.
You know? But that's what I want. I don't want to have to drive an hour to get somewhere to float the river.
Well, and logistically, how do you, not to be an idiot, but how do you float the river?
Right.
You put in somewhere, and then when you get out, what?
Yeah, you walk back.
You call your mom?
Yeah, right.
Wait, not like this. Like this. You call your mom?
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't seem very practical.
Mom, can you come get me?
You know what? That's something that they ought to do at one of the like local pools or something. They need to put in like a really bitchin' lazy river.
Yeah, right.
Wouldn't that be so nice?
Just goes around.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we've come to the end of our follow-ups. And now that we're 5 or so minutes into the next segment, let's bring up how we're going to give away $100 on this show.
Mm-hmm.
This $100 gift card, Visa gift card, is modeled by the lovely and talented Carly Morgan. Don't show them the back.
My eyes.
It really does. Yeah. Matches your eyes, matches your dress.
I'm very blue today.
So this is a $100 Visa gift card, mm-hmm. expires in June of 32.
So you got a while.
We had 7 years to use it.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Right? That's some time.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'd like it to be yours, we will ship it to anyone, anywhere in the world.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's a big promise.
Yeah. And here's where...
Can you imagine spending $100 to ship this $100 thing?
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
at that point... If you're in Abu Dhabi, I know we've had some listeners in Japan.
Right. At that point, though, I would say maybe we would just send a digital $100 Amazon gift card.
You know, yes, honestly. Yeah. If it does come to that, if it is that expensive to mail a $100 gift card, maybe we do that digitally.
Right.
All
right.
Maybe it's not going to be this exact one.
We'll use this one to get you a digital one.
And you, by the way, you have four chances to win. Four, maybe five. Let's see.
Five.
YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn. You've got five chances to win.
Right.
Those are our major platform. Oh, sorry. Those are our four major platforms, and then the pity vote just for SEO. They're LinkedIn at the very bottom of the barrel. Here's how to be in the drawing. Just comment, take any post. We will get a log of our notifications. I've checked in advance to make sure we can do this, and we can.
Brilliant.
We want you to just comment the 100 emoji that's on your screen right now, flashing on your screen. Comment with that under any of our videos on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, photos even.
Yep.
Just comment with the 100 emoji.
Now, the only other thing is that you do have to be following us on that platform.
Yes.
You know, so if, for example, you put the 100 emoji on a Facebook video and you're not following us on there, we're not going to log that.
The first thing we'll do is check to see if you're following us.
Right.
Okay. All right. That's it. This time,
super easy.
Next episode, which will be July 14th, I want to say. Yeah, we'll have a winner. Good luck.
By the way, we should get a Pinterest.
we could. Yeah. We should.
And probably a Tumblr, too. Yeah.
Anyway, five chances to win. Now, by the way, one more thing we need to say is, if you flood us, disqualified immediately.
Right.
Ain't nobody got time for that shit. Don't make our lives harder.
Right. And you get one drawing per platform.
One per platform.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you can go in and
quadruple your chances or quintuple your chances.
Right.
But you can't sextuple your chances.
Right.
There will be no sextupling here.
Won't allow
as it. Fun as we are, that's where we draw the line.
Right.
All right. True crime.
Yes.
You don't just put this all in one bucket?
Yeah, you know what? Let's.
Because this isn't our wheelhouse, but yeah, we got to talk about the Warren Jeffs Compound Kids.
Right.
Coburger. And that just terrible tragedy in Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of crazy because Idaho has been so on the map in the true crime community lately. I mean, basically ever since Lori, which, you, Lori. You too, Chad.
Weirdos.
Yeah. Them. So anyway, let's start with the kids, I would say. So currently there are two missing teens, 13-year-old Alan and his sister Rachel, who's 15. Now, interestingly enough,
did everybody here get the Amber Alert, by the way?
I have to assume.
Yeah, right, yeah. A couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Which also, one thing that I found out when I was researching this, they actually have a sister who's been missing since June of 22.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. She's now 18. Mm-hmm. Like we said, these guys are 13 and 15. So all of them are teenagers. They're all relatively young, and they're all linked to the FLDS church. But yeah, basically, they believe that they've been taken down to a compound in Trenton, Utah, where they used to live. They were taken away from their custodial mother, who lives here in Idaho. And as of now, they've called off the ground search for them because they believe that they're being hidden by members of the FLDS church.
And for our non-local and regional listeners and viewers, just so you know, there is a huge difference between LDS and FLDS.
Yes.
Have any questions? Watch Under the Banner of Heaven that we talked about. Yes. I think at the end of last year or beginning of this year?
Beginning of this year.
Mm-hmm. With Andrew Garfield. Okay.
Right. Because it was after our stint of watching the Book of Mormon.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Heretic last fall. And the one about the Mormon militia and the Mountain Meadows Massacre. And it was called... something memorable. American Primeval.
There we go. Good job.
We got there.
Yeah, I could not remember. That was really good.
Okay, well, that's sad.
Yeah.
We think that something's going on.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Right, right.
And
it seems like they may have gone willingly with these folks.
Right.
Which...
So there's nothing you can do.
Well, I mean, in this case, because the mom does have custody... But they're minors and they
can't give consent?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Which is why the search is still happening. They just stopped the ground search because they recognize that they're not like... They're probably not like under a tree somewhere, you know?
All right, well, we'll keep you updated. And then Koberger made a plea deal basically to save his skin.
Mm-hmm. Which I think it's kind of funny that he's like so obsessed with murder and death until it's him on the chopping block.
We wish it were you, buddy.
Yeah, you little pussy.
If indeed you were guilty, which you have claimed to be.
I mean, yeah, I think we can in say your plea, for sure that he is.
So for 2 years, he was like, no, I'm not guilty.
Right, right. He's like, I'm going to be exonerated. It's going to be just fine. Yeah, talking big shit.
Yeah, and then if you haven't watched the courtroom appearance where he did confess to all four murders, it's chilling.
Yes, yeah, and first degree murder, by the way, which is obviously the most severe.
Willfully.
Mm-hmm. Premeditated.
Premeditated.
Mm-hmm. With knowingly.
Malice aforethought. Yep. All of the list of qualifiers.
Yeah.
That makes him a cold-blooded murderer.
Mm-hmm.
And he pled this way as part of a plea deal to avoid the electric chair, the firing squad here in Idaho, as we've talked about.
Right, right. Yeah. Now, because of that, he was given four consecutive life sentences. He also was given a 10-year sentence because of the burglary charge that sort of added on to the murder charge. So basically here in Idaho, if you break into a home and commit a felony, it's considered burglary, even if you don't steal stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of a weird law, but it's just a thing. So, yeah.
The thing I feel bad about is the family members.
Right, right. You know.
They wanted their pound of flesh. They wanted their retribution.
Right.
And they're not going to get it.
Yeah. At least not as far as the death penalty goes. Right. You know, I do think that there is some solace in the fact that the... You know, witnesses, other victims, the family members won't have to be exposed to some of the more graphic details of the case.
Right.
You know, I think going through a trial like that could be very traumatizing in ways that they might not anticipate and couldn't prepare for. And, you know, at least they don't have to deal with that. But also it means that they have a lot of questions that don't get answered. You know, and that's kind of the worst part of it.
I don't. Well, and I hope if he writes a tell-all.
Right.
Or become some sort of criminologist for CNN or whatever. I hope that any monies he collects go straight to a victim's fund
For the families. Yeah, there is a law that you basically can't get rich by selling your story if you're a serial killer.
Good.
Yeah, which I think is great.
Yeah.
I'm kind of hoping that now that he has pled guilty, he will be a little bit more forthcoming with some of the details and the motive. But... there's not really any good way to know.
Right.
Now, here's one interesting little thing about it. I was talking to my dad about this case, and he mentioned that he had heard about an Uber driver who had, like, literally seen Brian leaving the property and stuff. So I actually looked it up, and it doesn't seem like it was quite that. But basically, if you know anything about the case, Zanna, one of the victims, had actually ordered a DoorDash that evening, and the DoorDash was, like, sitting on the counter when people found the bodies.
Oh, right? Wild. Okay.
So that DoorDash driver was actually set to be a witness in the trial. And basically, she got pulled over for having expired tags and she was arrested for allegedly driving while intoxicated.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. And so.
Okay.
Yeah. And basically, one of the statements that she made was something along the lines of, I already have to... be an eyewitness at this murder trial, and that's stressful enough, and now I have this to deal with. That sucks. Sorry, I got a hair in my mouth. That was gross. but yeah, so thankfully for her, now she won't have to be a witness.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do kind of wonder if that was the big piece of evidence that made Brian finally say, I'm cooked, you know?
Well, for whatever reason, I just feel bad that... I guess justice is served on some level. That's the way the system works.
Yeah.
I'll,
at least he's not out being creepy.
We got bug in the studio. Do you see that right on your
it's a little moth.
It's a little moth. We have a moth in the studio.
Here?
I don't know.
You keep this place pretty airtight. I'm a little shocked.
Yeah.
You're slipping, Mike.
I guess so.
Yeah.
And then there was the shocking tragedy in northern Idaho. A guy started a brush fire.
Yes.
I guess he was like wanting to be a firefighter or something.
Mm-hmm.
Started a brush fire. The Coeur d'Alene firefighters, they responded. They showed up. And he picked two of them off and killed them. And then a third is in critical condition.
Right.
Still, I want to say, at last we checked.
Mm-hmm.
Just senseless, tragic.
Right.
There is a new level. Congratulations, buddy. Mm-hmm. You've unlocked a new level of hell.
Right.
For targeting first responders? Really?
Right. The people who are there just to help. And here's the thing. Not even cops.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I get that there could be some animosity toward cops if you're a criminal. It feels like they're, you know, the other side. I mean,
there's a whole song about it.
Yeah. It feels like they're the other side of your coin.
Right.
And I get that. But firefighters? No one hates firefighters. Nobody. They save cats from trees. They're hot. They sell calendars.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. It just seems wrong to especially go after them.
That was a really disturbing story to also come from Idaho. God, well, can we get I'm a break,
sure,
please?
I'm pretty sure that that kid also had neo-Nazi ties.
Well, and that's the thing that, finger quotes, nobody is talking about, is that happened on the anniversary of, there was a seizure of a compound in northern Idaho.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That kind of gave northern Idaho its bad name for skinheads and the Aryan Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And this happened on the, I didn't even bother to check.
Right.
Because the details didn't matter to me. All that mattered to me was this disturbed individual did something horrible.
Right.
And then to add to it, and look, I want to step lightly here because some of my friends did this, but did you see, let's throw a couple of these up on the screen. Did you see the AI memes that followed? So here are,
what?
Here are AI pieces of AI artwork featuring firemen either looking out over Lake Coeur d'Alene or with Coeur d'Alene written on them. So I know that everybody who posted these, really, your hearts were in the right place. Mm-hmm. And I'm just asking, can we not do that? Because here's what we're doing. And AI is going to crop up a lot. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a hot button for the next few years, I'm sure.
Right.
Until we're all owned by our robot overlords.
Yeah.
But until then, what we did here is we used AI art creation, which happens almost instantaneously. So notoriously robotic technology to convey a real human emotion about a very tragic human set of circumstances.
Right.
Like that, to me, that was just disturbing. And it smacked of exploitation.
Yeah, well,
Am I the only one?
Well, and to be fair, AI is inherently exploitative because it does use actual art from actual artists to train its AI.
Right, like the Studio Ghibli example.
Right, right. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know how I feel about that because would I feel that way had they taken the time to paint this picture instead of generating it with AI? Maybe not.
Right, but that's kind of the thing is they wouldn't have taken the time to do that because it wasn't as part of it was.
Right.
And, you know, this goes back to a conversation I know we've had on the show before where there are always those friends in our friend group who have to be first with a celebrity death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like anybody who's on social media especially needs to be informed about a thing you just learned about 2 seconds ago.
Right, right.
You know? Oh, like Michael Madsen from Reservoir Dogs, July 3rd. I get it. That's how people mourn. That just freaked me out a little bit. Maybe I'm the only one.
No, I definitely fall more into your camp than out of your camp. I guess what I would say is people are going to express those feelings one way or another, and I think maybe a better way would be to write a nice text post.
Right.
You know?
Couple of quickies.
Yeah.
Idaho Lavender Farms is open.
Oh.
They're just west of Idaho Falls.
That sounds magical.
It was on our list last year.
I know. We should go.
We should go this year.
We should go.
They're at 1359 North, 45 West.
You know, though.
And I bet it smells great.
I know, right? I bet as soon as you leave, you really want to take a nap.
Yeah, right. Isn't that like a take a lavender bath?
Yeah.
Chamomile.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I would love to go to a chamomile field. I love chamomile.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I really wish that Idaho Falls at least, because I don't want to travel that far. But I wish that we had a big rose garden like they do in Portland.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, wouldn't that be fantastic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've heard about that one, but never been. Oh,
it's amazing. Are you
talking, is it the domes? Is that what you're talking about? Or is this different?
No, it's different.
Oh, we've had this conversation before. Yeah, it's different. Okay.
Yeah, but it's amazing. It was very pretty and it made me feel like a fancy lady. Although they needed a lot more shade.
All right. But that's another one of those. I feel like, and we're going to be taking one of these soon, next month.
Right.
Those vacations that all East Idahoans have to take.
Right.
You know, the drive to LA.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas in the middle. Right. Glacier National Park, never been. But then there's the Oregon coast.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Idahoans got to do the Oregon coast.
The Oregon coast rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, maybe if we're close enough, we can go see the roses. That'd be nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carly, let's play a fun game of fill in the blanks. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. Blank Falls Mayor Rebecca Blank.
Idaho Falls Mayor Rebecca Casper?
You would think.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Okay.
I just thought it was funny.
Okay. Is it Twin Falls Mayor Rebecca something else?
It's American Falls Mayor Rebecca Sorensen.
Okay. That's funny.
Did we all know that here in East Idaho?
Huh, that's cute. I did not know that.
Anyway.
You know, to be
fair, she's retiring to focus on her family.
I was going to say, too, there are a lot of people who don't even know who their mayor is,
right,
let alone another city's mayor.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and one more quickie. Mm-hmm. This came up in the news, even though it's from 2017. There's an anime that depicts the Salt Lake Temple as the home of the gods.
Which, honestly, I kind of love the idea. Because you got to admit,
it does look.
The Salt Lake City Temple is pretty damn good looking.
Yeah, we have dwelled on the Salt Lake City Temple for the last little bit here, because coming up in 2027, it's going to be, before it's rededicated, it's going to have a big old open house.
Yeah.
We're going.
Which is really cool. We're
absolutely going.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, for the first time since, I think we said Tchaikovsky wrote The Nutcracker, 1893, 137 years, 134 years. Anyway.
It's going to be cool. I'm really looking forward to that.
It's going
to
be cool.
And I kind of wonder how they came across it. Like, if one of the animators happened to take a trip to Salt Lake
and was just like, whoa, this is it.
Or maybe they got visited by some Mormon missionaries and did some Googling and saw the temple and stuff. And they were like, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just curious how that happened.
Right. Yeah. What kind of impact... What happened to put that kind of impact on the animator that made that decision?
Yeah, right. Because, like, I can't really think of that many, like, really iconic buildings in, like, Japan.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if I were placing the home of the gods in a building in Japan, I couldn't think of a specific one.
Yeah.
You know?
Put it on, like, Mount Fuji.
Right. And yeah.
When I think of Japan, that's about it.
Yeah. So, it's kind of interesting that they did that with little... You know, Utah Salt Lake City Temple.
So the name, if you want to check it out for yourself, the name of the anime is Restaurant to Another World.
Huh.
It's episode 5. And this is going to be one of those things that we post. And the first comment on TikTok, I guarantee, is going to be, oh, it's old news. You guys didn't know that? Yeah, I knew that.
We don't watch that much anime.
That's
from
7 years ago.
We've seen like Demon Slayer and that's it.
But to our point last episode,
that's
the internet these days is we find out something... And then we tell you about it.
Right.
And then we clip it for content farms.
Yeah.
And then everything old is new again.
Mm-hmm,
and exactly. There's like this, maybe I heard that before sort very of cycle. Cyclical.
Yeah.
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 And we're part of it. But I had never heard this before. Maybe our agreement is if like maybe between the two of us, if we're both like, oh, yeah, that is surprising. I hadn't heard that.
Right. Yeah. I think that's fair.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know what? Maybe when we're done with AHS, we need to watch this, what was it called? Restaurant
to Another World.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Maybe that's our next series.
It may be. Okay. Two more things before treat time. We got a double treat time.
I know. I'm excited.
Two more things just real quick.
I love treats.
Idahoans are the third worst tippers in the nation.
Oh, that sucks.
Would you like to guess number one?
Probably Utah.
That's right.
Yeah, because they've got such big families, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Mississippi's number two.
That I also just, makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it's the poorest state.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm getting tipping fatigue personally.
I kind of get it. I don't know. Okay. When it comes to traditional places wherein you would tip, no, never. I will never get that tipping fatigue. Right. I always tip well.
I've been 20% and I intend to stay that way.
Yep. Exactly.
But everywhere else,
I'm getting a little over it.
Because you've got sometimes built-in tips.
Right.
What do they call that?
A delivery fee or something like that.
Or gratuity already added.
Yes.
Service fees. Yes. Delivery fees.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
What else? The credit card processing fees.
Yeah. Yeah. Those piss me off. Because it's like, why are you charging me money to take my money?
Yeah. I'm rebelling against tipping culture a little bit.
Right. Right. I have definitely been doing the obligatory $1 tip lately.
The guilt tip.
Yeah. The guilt tip.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
You know where I do the guilt tip the most?
Where?
Dutch Bros, where they say, and it's going to ask you if you want a tip, you don't have to.
I know.
Oh, I don't have to?
Yeah.
Then okay, I will tip you $1.
Right.
Thanks for giving me the option instead of the guilt face. You know,
I do wish that they, okay, I will say anytime that they flip around the iPad and the lowest number is a 15% tip. Or something like that, or 20% tip, that pisses me off.
You must be out your damn mind.
Yeah, like it should start at 10%, you know? Yeah. And honestly, one thing I think they should do, and what would probably actually get them more tips, would be if they did like a round up to the next dollar type of tip.
Right. And I don't know if I mind those. I mean, I guess what I want my response to be from now on is, are you going to send me a written statement at the end of the year for tax purposes?
Fair.
Because if you're not, then no.
Yeah, it is driving me a little nuts. I think it's a little insane how many jobs are expecting tips now, especially because a lot of them, like, they're very low effort things.
Right.
You know, like, I get tipping waiters and waitresses because they are genuinely the difference between you having a good experience and a bad experience.
But if you poured me a coffee and went
right
with a little caramel, I'm not so sure about that.
Now, I will say with like baristas and stuff, I do still think that that can be a valid time to tip.
Well, especially if your order is like, do you remember that TikTok trend?
Yeah, yeah. Where it's like one pump this, one pump that, one pump this, one pump that.
Yeah, your receipt is longer than your leg.
Yeah, exactly. I do think that if you're getting more than a drip coffee, it makes sense to tip. Especially if you like it a particular way and this person does it every day and they have it ready for you as soon as you walk in the door. That kind of stuff deserves a tip, you know?
Good point.
But, you know, like things like fast food workers and stuff. Not saying that that's not a difficult job, but where the food is uniform, there isn't really a special way that they're going to prepare it person to person. That doesn't feel like I don't feel like I should be tipping for that. You know, unless you're sneaking me a little extra guac on my carne asada fries, I don't think that you earned a tip.
Last story, and it's just kind of sad. Mm-hmm. A bison fell into a spring in Yellowstone.
Yeah.
160-degree prismatic spring.
Now, I am kind of curious.
Oh, no. Yeah, Midway Geyser Basin prismatic spring.
Yeah, I am kind of curious how it fell in. Like, was it on the boardwalk and fell off the boardwalk? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. But yeah, that's horrible. And I know that there are like videos of it on the internet that I couldn't get myself to watch.
Too. Okay. We should mention it on the show, but I'm not doing the deep dive on that.
No.
I think I could whole life without seeing that.
No. Can you imagine being one of the people there that saw that in person?
I'd rather watch a buffalo gore a human.
Yeah. Well, especially because usually the human deserved it.
And you know, when you hear that jingle jing, it can only mean one thing.
It's treat time, such a neat time, better than smelling feet time.
You know pickles, you know pico de gallo, but now you're going to know Grillo's Pickles Pickle de Gallo.
It's treat time.
Look at that.
Does that not sound absolutely heavenly?
You know, here's the thing, kind of. Because I passed it up in stores a few times.
Oh, yeah?
But then we had an IFAF listener. Was it you, Whitney?
It was Whitney.
I think it was Whitney.
It was Whitney.
Who said, oh my God, you guys have to try this.
Do you want a lot or a little on your pickle?
Or on your hot dog? So we've got hot dogs here with loaded up.
Loaded up? Yeah. Okay. That's my thought,
an obscene amount.
Yeah.
This is only four things.
Yes.
It's pickle, onion, red bell pepper, and garlic.
Okay.
That's it.
Nice. Simple.
Right? Like, I make a relish of just a yellish.
Well, and I will say this is a very simple hot dog, too. So we wanted to really highlight the pickle de gallo
So Nathan's hot dog. And if you're wondering about the bun, it's Grandma Sycamore's Heinz ketchup, French's yellow.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the Americanist hot dog.
Hot dog, that's good.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's try it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, and you're right. This is a very simple American hot dog.
I'm low carbonate, so.
Smart. But yeah. I mean, that's pretty darn good. And I did lightly toast these buns. I don't know if you can tell, but I think it adds a little extra
Very nice.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's just great.
Yeah. 10 out of 10 would recommend.
Mm-hmm.
If you like relish on your hot dog, you're going to like this. Unless you like sweet relish, then you might not. But
yeah, I can't stand sweet relish.
When I was a kid, I was all about sweet pickles. Like, that was where it was at for me. I hated dill. I thought they were disgusting. And now as an adult, it's the exact opposite.
Can I just have a spoonful of it?
Yeah, actually, that is a great idea. I think I'll do the same.
Yeah, you go first.
Okay. And sorry to anyone who might want to share this container with us. We are totally going to contaminate it.
Yeah, with our dirty, filthy saliva.
Honestly?
I sometimes feel like if we're good enough friends to be sitting down at the table together and eating,
yeah,
we're good enough friends to double dip.
Yeah, right.
If I'd sit and eat with you, I'd kiss you on the mouth.
There are very few people that I would disagree with that with, but yeah, overall. You know what? That reminds me a lot of that little veggie chop salad thing that you make. Yeah, I like that. That's nice.
Yeah.
It's very refreshing.
Pastaless pasta salad.
It's damn good, too.
It's just like that pasta salad with the Italian dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Only there's no pasta. It's just veggies.
Mm-hmm. Feels like the 4th of July.
The Grillo's pickles. Pickle de gallo.
Mm-hmm.
Mild pickle salsa. It's got this fresh taste.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great, considering that a lot of the foods are on the grill.
Yes. Yeah. They're usually fattier foods. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So having something a little fresh and bright
is
kind of nice.
I love it.
Now, the one thing that I don't love about it is that it seems like it would be kind of hard to keep on hand because you do have to consume it within 10 days of opening it.
Yeah.
And that seems like a pretty big commitment for like one person.
Or even a couple.
Right. Like if you're having a party, I think it makes total sense. But other than that, like it kind of...
Between you and me, we could knock that out in a couple of weekends. Probably. 10 days.
Probably, but I feel like we'd have to be in the mood for that kind of food both weekends, and I can't guarantee that.
Well, and if July is National Hot Dog Month,
right?
This would be the month.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. The other thing that I'll point out that I think is a benefit for it, although I actually would like it in there, it doesn't have cilantro in it.
Right.
Like a traditional pico de gallo.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Which is probably good because I know for some folks it tastes like soap.
And to me, it doesn't. I don't have the gene where it makes it taste like soap. I just don't like it.
Right.
Which I fall into a third secret category, apparently.
Yeah. I love cilantro. I think it tastes delicious. Mm. You know, it's so fresh, you know?
Sometimes it smells like, or it tastes like body odor smells.
Okay.
Something.
Maybe you have a weird other mutation. That's weird.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And I don't mind a sprinkling of it.
Sure.
Like that is in pico de gallo.
Right, right. Yeah. But you know, honestly, a little cilantro in this, I do think would be really nice for those who like cilantro. It was smart of them to keep it out because you can always put it in. You can't pull it out.
Okay. The time's so nice. We're doing it twice. It's treat time to the sequel.
It's treat time. Such a neat time.
What the hell are we doing?
Well, for dessert, we're having some Reed's Dairy Huckleberry Milk.
Love it.
It's treat time.
Yes, nothing says Idaho like Huckleberry.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently.
Yeah, it's what we're known for. Yeah. Which is kind of funny. Potatoes and huckleberry, which honestly, not a horrible combo.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I don't have a huckleberry gathering. I don't have a secret little place or anything.
Oh, we really should though, huh?
I think all my friends do.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Now we both have our own...
Yeah, our own huckleberry milk.
Yeah.
I love that Reed's Dairy does their seasonal milk flavors. I think that's so cool and fun.
What have we had of theirs? We've had the banana.
Oh, the banana rocks. That one was really good. Let's see here. I know that we've done their eggnog.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see chocolate nog
at Christmas. Only the countdown is on.
The cotton candy one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the cotton candy
yes.
one? That one was pretty dang good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't do their milk every month, although maybe we should.
Hey, speaking of it now being closer to Christmas... Mm-hmm. Closer to the end of the year than the first of the year.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Since we've gone past the middle of 2025, we are now, here's something to think about. We're closer to 2050
mm-hmm.
than we are to the year 2000.
I know. Isn't Did you that see wild? That?
Yeah.
That is delightful.
Is it?
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's good. And the purple color is very fun, too. You know, and I like that they always match the lid and the label and stuff.
Right.
I think that's super cute.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pleasant.
It is pleasant. Okay, and there's the huckleberry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say, as is the case with most Reed Dairy flavored milks, it's not quite enough, you guys.
You don't think it's enough flavor?
It sure is pleasant. But no, it just, all it does is makes you want a whole ton of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that might be intentional. Now, I was going to say the opposite. I almost feel like you could cut this with some plain milk, make it a little more subtle.
Really?
And I think that'd be really nice.
Well then, Reeds, mm-hmm. you nailed it. Because right. you have two people in a room. One has said it's not enough. One has said it's too much.
Yeah, yeah.
So there must be some magic at your factory.
Right, right. I mean, and mostly it's just because the syrups make it a little thicker than regular milk sometimes. And so I almost wish that the viscosity... was a little bit more like normal milk instead of the slightly thicker flavored milk.
We've been to Reed's Dairy in Ammon plenty over the last couple of weeks. As we understand it, this is the flavor for July. So if you still have family in town, take him to get this.
Oh, yeah.
And then take him to take them to the Visit Idaho Falls Experience and Gift Shop. That's my understanding as to what it's called.
Right.
Because they have a lovely selection. Of huckleberry treats.
They do.
Well, let's wrap it up with what's coming up.
Well, this weekend and next, you can head on over to the Thornshire Renaissance Fair.
M'lady.
Always good for...
Matuna.
The fae, the knights, the princesses, the nerds.
The LARPers.
That's going to be at Krupp Scout Hollow, just off the Manana exit, north of Rigby. That's July 11th, 12th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. So you got time.
And I don't care if I'm a nerd for saying this. I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool to pretend for a minute.
It's fun. It's a fun thing to do and
yeah.
just have a good time, let loose a little bit, wear a fun, fancy outfit because you can.
Hmm?
Yeah. I'm all about that. I love a fun, fancy outfit.
Your chain mail?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? Honestly, I think we should get all dolled up in our fairy gigs. Our fairy.
Do I have any? I know I got bat stuff. Wings from the gays and goths and garlic bread.
Right. Yeah. We should get all done up in our fairy outfits and go on up. I think that's fun.
I'll be a fairy.
I do love that you get to have more of the fantasy aspect at Renaissance fairs.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be perfectly accurate. That's
nice.
Also, everyone's favorite event of the year, Scoop Jam, is coming up. That's going to be this Saturday, July 12th, going on from, 11 to 3. And tickets are only $7.
I scream. You scream.
We all scream?
We do.
For ice cream.
Yeah, and it's two of our favorite charities, too, that benefit from this, the Idaho Falls Rescue Mission.
Right. And the Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Center.
That's right.
This is going to be held at the same time as the farmer's market, basically. It's going to be near the roundabout, right next to the farmer's market.
Oh, just right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the Greenbelt stage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Riverwalk stage, is that what we're calling it?
Right.
We'll come around to that eventually, too. Fine.
Yeah. And honestly, for $7, I think you really get a lot out of it.
Yeah.
So I think it's well worth the money.
Mm-hmm.
On the same day, by the way, there's going to be the Idaho Falls Water Lantern Festival. That's going to be at the waterfront from 6:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. So you will have a 3-hour break between the two if you did want to go to both.
I wonder if this will look as cool from the other side of the river, from South Tourist Park.
Yeah, you know what? That's actually a good point. Yeah. Now, this one does have a much steeper price point. It does start at $36 a ticket, but kids 8 and under are free.
And isn't giving the gift of wonder to a child one of the greatest things you can give?
I mean, I will say, I do think that lantern festivals look really cool.
Yeah.
I don't
know. I like the end of Tangled.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
I don't know if there's a lot to do, you know, before or after, you know, like you put the lantern off and then you just watch it, I guess.
Yeah. To me, Idaho Falls, as we saw driving by the Pepsi parking lot that wasn't even halfway full, I didn't think. Mm-hmm. Idaho Falls isn't so much of a pay to watch something kind of town. But
right,
we'll see.
Right.
We'll see.
Yeah. Oh, you know, though, this could be a really good opportunity for an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to do like a Rapunzel story time boat ride.
Oh, there you go.
Or something like that. You know, if you could get a little boat out on the water.
Yeah.
And like have a gal dressed up telling a story. I mean, it'd be really fun. I don't know.
The Chamber of Commerce guy would be all up in your DM saying, we're going to take you away and your family too.
Right.
And your little dog.
Right. I mean, and to be fair, I think that would be really fun until a kid falls overboard.
Right.
Yeah. There's and then, yeah. And then you have to dive in and save them while wearing a massive, like 50-pound wig. Yeah. Probably not worth it.
All right. So we've come to the end of episode 100. You guys, we did it. And you're the real heroes or whatever. I don't know what the fuck to say. But honestly,
you're here.
Thanks for putting up with this.
Yeah.
For 100 episodes now. Unbelievable.
Kind of wild, huh?
I think year one, we don't really have any time to get meta, but year one,
do it anyway.
acceptance speech all worked out. No, I'll save you that. But year one, I think, was proof of performance. Can we do this?
Yeah, right.
Year two was, will you put up with it?
Do you want to hold that while
you Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I feel like that would look better. Yeah, that feels right.
I feel like we've come to the end of a long road.
I agree.
The two-digit road. And mm-hmm. now we're beginning an even longer road.
Right.
The three-digit road.
I mean,
that's another 18 years.
It's a long time. Can we make it to episode 1,000?
Can we? That'd be wild, right?
Do we even want to? Are we going to be sitting there at the end like, kill me, kill me?
Yes. I'm a miserable human being.
That sounds bad.
An animated flesh blob. Right. Just with our eyes rolling in the back of our head, completely controlled by AI.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, yeah, I think that year three, I think we're going to keep going. And and it's thanks to you and your support. So smoochy boochies and all that sentimental, emotional stuff.
I like that.
Okay, I said I was going to retire Stay Fresh cheese bags because just because it was always a placeholder. Mm-hmm. And it was hilarious to me. Mm-hmm. You know the meme.
Yeah, right.
But I thought, okay, what do I want to do? This is the new, we're in the three digits now. We've got to watch where we punch. Before, mm-hmm. previous to this, any punch was punching up.
Right, right.
And that's the rule in comedy is you can punch up all you want, mm-hmm. can't punch down.
Yeah.
You know?
And I don't want to. Since we were on the floor, any punches we were throwing,
there was only one way
to go.
Punch.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't want to be as flippant as we once were. And in addition to that, I want to actually be like encouraging and empowering and stuff.
Right.
Not that I'm a ChatGPT enabled life coach like so many people suddenly on my feed are.
Right, right.
But I want to share with you just a super quick story.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, there was a orthodontist
uh-huh.
on 17th Street, the name of Dr. Gene Kantak.
Uh-huh.
I have a story I think I've told on this show, have I not?
I think you have.
About how I walked by his house one day. He was shoveling snow outside at the age of, I don't know, 80, like 90, 70. Something.
Yeah, he was like super old.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm like, hey, are you Dr. Gene Kantak? And he said, yes, I am.
Uh-huh.
And I said, what are you doing? Like, you're a rock star. What are you doing shoveling your own walk? And he looked at me and he said, gotta keep moving.
Yeah. Get busy living or get busy dying.
That's right. That's right. So this is Gene Kantak inspired. I don't know if anybody else remembers him, but he always used to say, okay, Tiger, open wide. Open wide, Tiger.
Now, that's cute. I like that.
I went to Idaho Falls High School.
Uh-huh.
This was actually before I went to Idaho Falls High School.
Right.
And so maybe he was manifesting it, or maybe that was the only high school in town when he was coming up.
Right, right. Well, and also Tiger is just, it's such a good classic one.
It's supportive.
Yeah.
It's gender neutral.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's, yeah, I'm a tiger.
It is empowering. Yeah.
So I'm just going to say, go get them, Tiger.
I like that.
Like it's the end of a big old cheer session.
I like that. That's actually really cool. That's a good one. You know, maybe I should have been working on my outro a little. I did not.
You'll get it when you get it.
Yeah.
You know that's what? The thing is I don't want to force it.
Right, right.
2 years. Just last episode, we were talking about how I'm slow to make a decision, but right. quick to act on it.
That's fair. That's fair. All you right. know, I think from here on out, I'm going to just try out a few until I land on one.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I know which one I'm going to try out tonight.
Okay. Variety is a spice of life.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, now? Oh, you mean go now?
Okay. Yeah, go. Let's go. Let's do it.
So go get them, Tiger.
Bye-bye, my guys.
IFAF.